June 21st, 2000.
Call this meeting to order. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. You think you make it? Am I going to keel over on us while we're here in this meeting? All right, that's good. All right, let's see. So it's our regular board meeting on Wednesday, June 21st. And present, we have Board Chairman Tim McCain, Board Clerk Bill Bailey, Steve Ross, and Dean Cron. And joining us by phone is Betty Harding. And so we do have a quorum with all being present. Welcome guests, a few of you that are out there that are joining us today. And glad that you could be here for our board meeting. We can ride along to the Fire Chief's Report. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So everybody has a copy of the Fire Chief's Report for June. For the month of June, there was 25 items. I'll just highlight some, but I have a question on that. So first, number one, as far as manpower, one new member joined the fire district fire. That was Kyle Griffith. He is for our firefighter EMT position, 11th hire into the district for us. We're all full-time people to help us have more consistency and more operational excellence than what we had when we were utilizing part-time people to fill full-time slots on an inconsistent basis. There's an equipment number two, the 1942 engine. Is third member Cron and I go over there probably about every other week or so, just to let them remind them we're going to be in there. But they're still working on that for us. They're hoping to have it to us paint some panels to start with the color. And then we're going to go. Goal is to try to have that for July 3rd. They've been more than fair with us on the price.
Oh, they had that. Month?
No, we're not.
Months?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But they were, you know, one-tenth of
the. They were the worker then when they came.
Okay.
So they're four under training, the district training. Fire drill, it's a confined space drill. Captain Lopez, Captain Hemmings, Captain Holiday, and myself, just with our operational excellence. H2, under community service, during the month, we assisted 25 citizens with smoke detector challenges, batteries, and home safety. We've gotten dropped off in their garage that they can't get in to helping with some water issues as well when they get a broken wall. Five citizens. So events and groups. On the 22nd of May, we started our summer water and fire prevention day sessions here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 to 12. You know, those we're averaging about 185 kids right now and about 40 adults is our high numbers. With the heat, we're down just a hair, but we're roughly about anywhere between, you know, kids and 40 adults with really, really good to help us on that element as well. I'd like to thank Dean and Bill, and they haven't missed a session yet on those. So that's a lot of work in this heat as well, too. So it is a challenge for us, but I couldn't do without the help. I'd like to say thank Board Member Ross. Also, the Moose made one donation of approximately about $1,300. And we have another spaghetti dinner on the 21st
July.
Of July where, you know, Ross has been kind enough to use everything from to help us fund that. So with the donations we have from our community, with donation of a vehicle, we will spend no dollars on that water education program. It's probably have a net yield going forward. And it's the water is our carrot to get them in, especially if you talk about fire education, fire prevention, firemen, and we've heard some calls already for some kids. That's really important. But again, the word for everything they've done. And again, we're spending about $1,000 a week on that. And through partnerships with Kohl's, where they give us $500, and then the donation, but a net profit on that as well. So
those numbers, are you still feeding
adults as well?
Adults
so
as well.
Our hard number is going to be, hopefully starts to go over 200, we'll cut it where we're not. We had 185 kids was the day we had about.
Was it 25? Went up 75 more, huh?
Yeah. Wow. But you know what? You know what's interesting to me, and I say this with admiration for this. Jollies on more than one occasion have dropped off 200 hot dogs for. We've had a trash company, the driver who saw it here. Do you know his name, Captain? He came with his wife and dropped off hot dog, and not once, but twice. And when he found out the numbers were up for what he thought, he came back a third time and brought even more food. We've had Pastor Tim donated stuff from Free Church when we first got all that together. I tell you at the end of the day, I'm very blessed to have that kind of help. We have to back that, to sit out there in the sun for 2 hours and squirt the hose and make it happen. However, the concrete where it's slippery, and, you know, the outpour from the community has been out. Stop it. Like I said, we had someone drop off a 2000 Jeep, I believe, and sell it and put the money in the summer. Kathy and Gary Coons drop off. That's huge for us to help us feed.
About your 3rd of July program, since you're talking about that.
Yeah, we're still set to do that at the golf course. Okay. We utilized a vendor format last year where we, instead of cooking mugs and the brats and the chips and drinks ourselves, we contracted that out and got dollars from those vendors up front. So we really made more money by not doing any of the work. Fireworks were paid for out of the association. Were the fireworks $8,000 or $9,000? $1,000 the association pays for those. And through some of the events we've done with the association as well, and two events from the association wiped out the buy fireworks and then the adopted. And you have to remember the $8,000 for the fireworks was already out of the budget. We have never had those kind of finances.
Just with the one golf tournament. Plan on doing at least one more, too. Also, the Moose is helping Scott with a band that they're going to play inside, I guess. This is probably going to be hotter. And I want to get up there and announce it. You people like to come and see this. Be nice if you just picked up your trash.
Yeah.
My God, I can't believe the trash people leave there after they're done watching it.
Yeah.
You know, we have a campaign we were kind of talking about earlier. It's just for a person, you know, $5,000 back in the coffer. We don't get any of your money. We don't get any of the food on inside from Scott. You know, we don't see, like I said, we come back the next morning at 6 a.m. everything. So, no, actually, it's 5 a.m. 5 a.m.
Yeah,
so, 5 a.m. Wow. So
I can't believe people don't get up and announce that to the people saying, listen, you know, they got garbage cans everywhere. Pick that stuff up. It's terrible.
And, you know? And unfortunately, once it gets dark, you can kind of throw it out of your view and leave in the dark and there's no lights. And back at 5, clean it up for the 6:05 golfers. You know, in the past, we bought the porta potties, the tryer works, and you know, Scott's gracious enough to let us property, but we received no compensation.
So, Billy, I want to donate the tournaments.
So, you know, our hopes are to continue to try to get funds for golf tournament. Different things down
below. When somebody gets up and says, pick up your trash, maybe they should say, well, our families. I mean, that's better than nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah, if we could get a dollar per person, it'd be huge. Finally, number 18 on the 19th, Rogers from VFIS, which is our insurance company, conducted their annual inspection for operational excellence and looked at our policy. Captain Lopez on our driver training program, which is something that we do every year, and he's got an updated program. He's going to give us a thumb drive. We're utilizing the DVD still, but the DVD player, oh, this way we can put it on the...
Good. Steve, I'm good.
Dean, you all right?
Yep,
I'm all right. Here, you sure? So far. All right, let's move right on to the staff reports, number 6 in your book.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, again, I printed this the other way. People were having trouble viewing. It was a little small, so this is our new format going forward for the month of May 1st. We ran 144 calls. Of those 144 calls, we had 2 fires, 107 rescue and emergency medical calls, 4 false alarms, 1 mutual aid given that were the non-classified from above for a total of 144. As you'll see above, there was none for the month there from those fires that we had, and there's no injuries associated with officers.
The system's malfunction, Chief.
Like if your fire alarm goes off with no reason,
okay.
It's a system malfunction.
Okay.
It's that type summary report, which is rubbish fire, 1 grass fire, and 1 outside storage fire. Of the Section 3, rescue and emergency medical, 5 were emergency medical service calls, 59 were EMS calls, accessory and accident, which is a car version. Calls are broken down in Section 5. Got 1, smoke or odor removal problems, 2, animal rescue, 2, public service assistance, 4. Good intention calls, false alarms were 3, alarms. Summary reports again for EMS on the next sheet, again, of the 110 75s, we want code 2 or no lights and initial lights and sirens, but we were downgraded en route to code 2. Last page is our operational excellence indices. Our 90% fractile response time is 7 minutes and 0 seconds. You'll see our highest response time we had, which was a stage progress. We staged for 30 minutes. Average response time for the calls for the month, which again was 144. Our average response time for those 144 calls were 4 minutes and 57 seconds.
So what's that staging thing really bumped up our average.
It did.
But
it still
kept it under 5 minutes. Yeah, that's amazing.
And that's what happens when you have one of those long stages for law enforcement. Interesting thing here, and I'd like to give accolades to Captain Lopez on this, is during the month of May, during water days, when we're strapped for manpower, we ran 5 calls back to back to back in the middle of water days, and we never missed one of those calls in our response time. That just speaks to the volume of the efficiencies now that run our systems and have to Lopez, Biden, conquer and split and divide from what we had. Is 5 back to back to back to back to back in the middle of water days, and nobody knew they went on. Speed level of operation license we have now. Plus years, Board Member Cron will tell you, we couldn't have done that in the past.
Nope. Quick question. Out of all our EMS responses, what would just the average or percentage of calls to the rehab center are? You have any idea? So it's pretty low? Good.
I can find that out for us, so if you'd like.
I was just curious. Yeah.
Typically, get used in the new patients that coming in.
Is that right?
You know, don't like the system, and all of a sudden find out.
Gotcha.
It's typically the same people.
Awesome.
And that's all.
Thank you very much for you guys' hard work, and that's amazing making all those calls even while we're having a special event. So you guys have a system that works well, and I know I couldn't figure it out. So. So anyway, thank you guys. Any other questions from Steve?
Good job, Bernie.
All right, move on to number 7, correspondence. Did we get anybody?
Nothing for the month.
Nothing. All right. And number 8, the consent agenda. All the items under the consent agenda will be approved under one motion unless one of the governing board members pulls an item for further discussion. I have a motion to accept the consent agenda, or anyone that would like to pull anything for. Okay, Steve Ross has made the motion to accept the consent. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconding. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, Betty.
All right, Betty's there.
One comment I would like to make, if you look on page 44, under the summary of our P&L for back in June of last year with the challenges we had, I agree that we're going to go at, we finished our 11th month. And we're at 89%, it's really 88.3 or something. Stayed on budget, doing everything we're doing with the addition. Plus, we've given employees insurance free of charge. We've done all their training free of charge. We buy their uniforms free of charge. We buy their benefits free of charge, and providing better service to our community. And we're still.
And the difference, Chief, between the real estate tickets actually come in, that number will come in.
So what we're gonna do, which it hadn't been the practice from the district, is we kind of just rolled over if we got it in the subsequent years we put it in. This dates back. What Pepper and I are doing now is we're reserving and incurring those dollars. So if we're truly spending it now, take that money when it comes in and reserve it. The practice has always been to put about $168,000 to cover our July, August, and September costs, because we typically don't see any money into the county until the second week of August. Practice that the county does to cover itself. But when those dollars came in, they always just dropped into whatever the fiscal year that we received them in. What we're doing now is truly reserving and incurring those costs for this budget so I can put it right where it belongs instead of extrapolating.
Okay. Call to the public, number 9. Those wishing to address the Arizona City Fire District need to request permission in advance by filling out a request to address the board card. Do we have?
I don't have any. Okay.
Nope.
Item of the budget on our agenda also include the opportunity by law, aren't we required to have a public comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did we
did in June when okay. That was a pause. But absolutely.
I just like the CYA in case anybody.
Absolutely. Yeah,
with 3 of them in the audience, I don't see anything on the budget. But.
Well, and I would say that the calls of the public would be the point where they could speak to that if they
okay, like. I just wanted to mention that, just the CYA.
Yeah.
And to Board Clerk Bailey's comment.
All right. Very good. Nobody wants to talk to us. Nobody likes us or has concerns about us. So that's the birds, so they didn't like us. They don't hate us either, so we're in good shape.
We're not down the door to get in, so that's a good thing.
Okay, moving on. Old business. Discussion, possible action regarding budget for 2017-28. Chief.
So again, we approved the temporary budget in June after a
May.
So now in the meeting, thank you for correcting. In June's
welcome.
Meeting, we have.
We just need a motion to accept the budget and move on. So do I have a motion to accept the budget for 2017-28? That would be Steve Ross making the motion. And do I have a second?
I'll second it.
That would be Bill Bailey making the second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It would be no. So that would be all in favor. Unanimous?
Unanimous.
I always get those confused, you know, unanimous and anonymous. All right, great, so the budget is approved, so we can move on. Discussion and possible action regarding the AFCA-AFT 2017 conference.
So again, we finally received the Arizona Fire Chiefs Association and our district's association behind tab number 10. So if you look at tab number 10, you will see the conference schedule starting on Monday, July 10th, which is the part of the week, which is for the AFCA or the fire chief side. And then you'll have the registration opens on Tuesday, July 11th. And again, you're starting there on 11th, starting at 8 a.m. So if you're going to the Glendale session, again, this is up at the Glendale, let myself or Pepper know the close sign up this year for classes at 8 o'clock that day. And if you flip over to the second page of that topic, you'll see those are the afternoon classes. And event at the Salt Restaurant, which is in that Westgate complex right there, right outside the hotel. And that's us. And then on Wednesday, July 12th, you'll see the first concurrent workshop start at 8 o'clock again. And then there's a talk as the sessions as well. And then at night after the 4 o'clock bowling and buffet sponsored by GRL. And that's going to be Thursday session open again with concurrent workshop starting at 8 o'clock. And 10 o'clock, we go back. Our closing session that day will be at 3 o'clock. Broadcaster from Chicago. He's a he does broadcasting not only for the radio, but he does color commentary. He does, I believe it's the Chicago Bulls, was carjacked in Chicago and shot in the throat. So golden tones of his voice to be carjacked and shot coming out of a community has a tremendous story about his recovery, how it changed his life. And so just to finish up, on Friday this year is the 15th Valley Memorial Golf Tournament. But there's no classes on Friday this year.
So when should we actually show up for that? Monday?
Yeah, there won't be anything till 1 p.m.
Right.
For us, anyway.
Yeah. Right.
And the opening session at 1 o'clock, if you haven't made that, I highly suggest going. So all of the updates, which I think are important for all of us, through that opening session, it's the annual, excuse me, but it's worth coming in.
I would only have one request, and this is for the location that we're going to, sure. So I can find it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Glendale.
Yeah. Well, Westgate Mall. Just, yeah. If you put in Westgate right. Mall, you'll get
you'll find it.
If you put it on your phone, mm-hmm. Westgate Mall.
That was the stadium but where the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Right.
Where are they?
I know that
we're
general.
We're past that, right? We're just past that, wasn't it?
Yeah. There. By Cabela's, that
we're area. On the other side of the road. So Cabela's is north of whatever that road is, right. South of there, and then the stadium's right here in Westgate.
Back, I think it is, isn't it?
Or
is
it? I'll get the address for you.
I appreciate it.
All right. That was just informational. So moving on to number 11, new business discussion, possible action regarding the recording of our.
I don't think I put anything back in there. So I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention. We had gotten into the practice last year of recording all our minutes on audio tape and putting that audio tape and putting that on our website. Absolutely no requirement for us to do that. We can written minutes, which is what we had done prior to that. We had a request from the public that someone wanted to listen, so we made a decision to do that. But I just want to bring it to the board's attention. There's no legal requirement for us to do that. We can go back to the written form. The work Pepper and I put into putting it on, it's about the same written minutes as it is to do the. I bring it up is our system is getting quite old, and if you listen to our minutes, they're broken. Although we try to place the microphones in front of everybody, we need a new system. It's just getting probably somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 to buy a system. As an operational financial guy, I hate to spend money where I don't have to spend it when I can spend it in an area where I do have to. But again, that is the pleasure of the board of how you'd want to deal with audio minutes. I think we just need to upgrade our system. I just hate to spend that money. That's entirely up to the board of how we want to. If we want to stay with it, we should.
Guys, it's a pleasure.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Even though
right? I mean, if it's not working properly, if you're getting the and every other word or every third word,
Is that what you're saying it's doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying it's crackling and...
And missing words.
Missing words?
If you listen to the tape, it's, you know...
But, okay, to write it down, though, is that where you're going to have to do that, write all that down?
Well, you know, if you look at some of the sample minutes fire districts, my gut tells me to write everything down, but technically we don't have to. You just, of what was done and what was the final vote on any issue.
The whole discussion does not have to be recorded on paper.
Yeah. Personally, I tend to want to write everything down.
Answer my question, what has to be recorded?
That we made a motion and that it was...
That's it.
Who seconded it and that it passed. So, basically, you know, I mean, we have to, the way I understand it, go kind of through the agenda, okay? We called the order to here, we did the Pledge of Allegiance, we did a roll call, we did, you know, we welcomed, I mean, it was...
Yeah.
And recordings, has anybody got access to those recordings? If they ask for them?
They're online.
It's on our website.
It's on the website.
So they can listen to everything we're saying anyway.
Right. My original intent when I proposed this was that we had been somewhat accused by some of the residents of not being transparent. And so I thought it would be a good idea if we went ahead and requested, you know, there would be no questions on what the board action was. But quite frankly, I've not had one individual come to me and say, hey, you know, listen to the board minutes and, you know, it's really a good thing or it's a bad thing. I've not received any input from any of the citizens as to whether it's a good thing or a bad thing.
I will say from my perspective that it's more of a chore to figure out what went on in a meeting having the audio minutes than it is to just look. Because then you have to listen to the whole thing and go, okay, well, I'd have been halfway through the meeting. So, you know, fast forward halfway, oh, now I missed it. So now I got to go back and I got to figure out, okay, where did we talk about that? So to me, a written record is a whole lot easier when it comes to back and looking at what, you know. However, like you said, there is the guarantee of having it recorded of this is exactly what we said and question as to whether or not we...
And that can always be different ways listening to it, so...
Right, because nobody's going to hear the same thing we're saying. Yeah. I just understood, so...
When it comes to keeping the, you know, trying to keep the current system, I know from my perspective when electronics start to fail, it's usually a snowball effect, you know, and we're not going to get anything.
Which makes it even worse.
And then we have to go back and recreate minutes in order to... I think we either, I mean, as Chief Heaton was saying, we either need to upgrade the system or abandon the system and go back to written.
Gentlemen?
Yes. Yes.
For your information, I'm on my telephone and it is concerning your entire conversation. So I guess Ma Bell has the same problem.
Well, we're going to scoot you a little bit closer. Hopefully you can hear us better. Hopefully no one trips over the cord.
It cuts off completely, like somebody's turning it off and on.
And that's what happened. That's what happened. Watching it, you know, everyone stopped talking, it stops recording. And probably need to get lapel mics, Pledge of Allegiance, the mics go off.
It's sensitivity to when to start.
How much was this system, you think?
Bought several years ago. Do you know how
many chances? $100?
It's inexpensive. It's an inexpensive system. But we tried to see how it worked. And, and I don't know.
Steve, do you listen to the board minutes at all?
Yes.
How do you feel about this?
I like listening to it, but your system's terribly inadequate.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I could go either way, quite frankly. And I got to thinking, you know, really, so we're not dropping more on the chief's lap and Pepper's lap by going back to the old way and having them responsible for doing the minutes. So it would be wiser to hire somebody to do that strictly for the board. So there's another expense,
right.
But I don't know, it's whatever you feel.
How much have you looked into what's one of them cost? Is that the price you're looking at, or?
It's really on the lower end, it's about $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Versus a $500 system.
It's about $5,000, so it's gonna be about 10 times transparent, so everybody's on the same page. When the meeting on tonight, I'll take these minutes, audio file to a Fox file, that PDF voice file, onto the several steps that we have to do to work-wise, it's going to be the same thing to go through and do it on paper. Betty brings up a good point that at least we would have audio files on if we ever had a question to go back True. Versus the written files. But as the public stated tonight, we have an inadequate system. I don't know how much value.
And the disadvantage to the system we have is that we can't hear the comments from the public as well as we should be able to. So I don't know. There's inadequacies, and if you want to go a real professional system, like the chief said, we're looking.
Let's explore just a tad bit further, chief. With this, we're at roughly 89%. We'll say 80. I know it's under. Are we set to, based on what? I mean, we're three quarters of the way through this month to the end of the year. So are we set to end the year at 96-97%? I mean, what's going to be coming? With what we're going to spend, what we have spent, and what we're going to spend.
We'll be at 100% of our budget overall. So we're between 99 and 100%.
That's not counting the cost of something like this.
This is unbudgeted.
Right. Okay.
And I would have to try to find some room for it.
Okay.
Well, I think the key is what the chief time for them to.
So if Clerk Bailey would make notes. Then he could turn that to you guys, and you guys would turn that into a Word document or a PDF or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that something that's acceptable to you, Bill?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really do.
Really would.
And to read it, if you're going online.
Then I'd like to make a motion that we just revert back to written minutes and go forward that way and kind of abandon them. So that's kind of where I would
like to take it.
Okay. Chairman Tim McCain made the motion to go back to written, and Dean Cron seconded the motion. And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Yes, sir. I oppose.
Okay. Betty Harding oppose. Any abstain? Okay. So motion passed, and we will go back to written minutes. That concludes our regular stuff on our meeting. So the next meeting date will be July 19th. Is that good with everybody? Are you okay with July 19th?
Yeah, I should be.
Doesn't look out of the ordinary for me. So, okay. So if you have agenda items, they need to be in by July 11th. And with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Steve Ross makes the motion. Do I have a second?
A second.
Con seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Aye. Sorry, Betty, that was right in your ear.
Can't hear.
Thank you, Betty.
Just hit the speaker aye. Button.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Awesome.
Now I get to go to my other meeting.
There you go.
My son said, "So your day's kind of full of meetings today, huh, Dad?"
Yeah. It is. I screwed up last week. I take that week off, and usually when I have a loose meeting on the first and the third week, I usually